Welcome to West Virginia and Commonplace. Temporary Forever is part of the Love series. Temporary Forevers, to me, it's a saying. We go in and we invest in relationships. We go out here and try to make them last forever. But sometimes circumstances happen. Could be breakup, death, anything. These things take you away from these forevers. They become temporary. And you live these things through pictures and videos and everything else that we store away from these things. Crazy part of my story is this is another one that relates to Michelle. Basically, like the quick romance that we had and that got started, it kind of haunts me sometimes because I see those temporary forevers. Not on her part. She never stopped doing her part. She passed away, so that's a different story. But the temporary forever was in the moments when all this stuff was going on and it was all whirlwind. It was so many emotions, so much of a high that it was kind of far-fetched to a degree. Like it almost felt like it was not real. It wasn't a reality. And then when it all hit the fan, it was over. And I go back and look at the pictures and I look back at everything we said to each other and everything that we meant and everything that we had planned on doing and the promises we made to each other. We didn't break those promises in this circumstances, but I think back in life to even earlier relationships with the baby's mama and different stuff like that. And it was a lot of a forevers that were asked of me and I didn't come through on those forevers. And on her part, she didn't either. So it's kind of like, it makes you wonder, why do we set ourselves up for these temporary forevers? Why don't we actually pay attention to the condition of things and how they're going and when they're going? Luckily, I will say this though, that in being able to take pictures and always doing video and always wanting to record what's going on in life, in those instances, I'm very thankful for that with Michelle. And, you know, it kind of holds true in other realms when you record things. And I always say, like, if you go somewhere, take a few pictures because you never know if that's going to be the last time you do that or if you're not going to get another chance with that person even, because that person might move on in life and move away from you. So inside these temporary forevers, like the one that we get the most is the one about I love you. How many times have we really said that to a significant other? We started doing this depending on the time frame you started dating. Some of us started as early as fifth grade. I know me personally, I said it in the sixth grade to a young lady named Ashley, and I meant it at that time. I thought, looking back on it now, it was just one of those temporary forevers, because when she broke up with me and broke my heart, it was a whole year. I didn't even have a girlfriend. I would just brood over it. I was like, she told me that she was going to love me forever, blah, 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 writing all this lovey-dovey stuff in cards, and I thought that there was more to us. Well, luckily, moved on in the world, and that was my first temporary forever, but I can always remember it because I know I was bitter my whole eighth grade year of middle school. I was just like, I mean, I hate Ashley because she broke my heart. Well, in turn, later on down the road, I always assumed that maybe I did the breaking and she didn't, but I got hurt. And getting hurt in those temporary forevers leaves a lasting impression on things that you do. Like, I know after eighth grade, from that time on, even up until my mid-20s, I always kept my feelings in high regard to myself. All the way up until the baby's mama, until I learned to be more transparent and be more clear about the things that hurt me, bother me, and take away from me. And those things, when you learn them, they work pretty good. And if you don't learn them, someone will make a lesson out of you and you will learn. That was the hardest part for me, I guess, because I was made a lesson later. And the bad thing, though, is later on I started making temporary forevers, because we always go out with a great intention of trying to have a relationship with someone that lasts fairly long. Some people have the hit it, quit it mentality, but me, I've always been a romancer or a lover of whoever I'm dating. And I never went in the intention of dating somebody that I wasn't going to have a long life with. I'm not going to say marriage, because that's what our parents and other people instill in us. I'm not going to say that at all. But I think after that, the worst temporary forever I got was like it fell in the workplace also. It's getting complacent and getting into a certain compliance that, and when I say compliance, I mean like the rules and everything started following the way I wanted things to be. And then abruptly your job gets downsized or you get fired. That's a temporary forever, because some people believe that the job that they start, which usually launches their career, will be the job that they stay with. And in some cases, some people stay at plants and things like that for 30, 40 years and never have an issue. But in my case, it was a job I really liked doing data entry, because it was the easiest thing on earth all day long, just hitting numbers. And next thing you know, the job ended. So that was another temporary forever for me. And I don't know, the further and further I've gone in things, I look out for those temporary forevers. Like I look at partnerships and things that we do business wise with people, even inside podcasting. I look and see if this is going to be the next thing for me or if this is not going to be the next thing for me. So inside doing all this, I look at some of these things that I had a temporary forever inside podcasting. Some of the people that I've dealt with in the very beginning, they're not around anymore. And not by choice of mine, but along with growth, you get a lot of temporary forever. So that's why that phrase temporary forever stuck with me, because it said, you know, with growth, that change changes people. It doesn't always change you. It's sometimes it's the circumstances and the situations that are around you that change, and they're no longer part of what you're doing.